This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
The police chief in Ferguson, Missouri says he's not quitting, that he has not been asked to quit, and that he has not been fired yet. Sources tell CNN that Thomas Jackson could be out as soon as next week.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. And here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. Dallas nurse Amber Vinson, the second healthcare worker to contract Ebola after treating Thomas Eric Duncan at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, is back in Dallas.
Yeah.
She has recovered from the potentially deadly virus and was discharged from Emory Hospital yesterday. They had a press conference. She did not take any questions. She made a statement in which she said, "I'm very grateful to be well. And first and foremost, I want to thank God. I'm sincerely believing that with God, all things are possible." The 29-year-old woman then returned to Dallas Tuesday afternoon on a private plane. Uh-huh. And she'll be staying at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas for the next few days with her mother and fiance, who must remain in isolation there for just a few more days as they are being monitored for possible Ebola symptoms.
Okay, what about the family of Thomas Duncan? How are they doing?
They were, you know, remember last week?
Yeah.
We announced that they were released from isolation after
and they're
all
fine.
They're fine, yeah.
And they still don't know how Amber Vinson contracted the disease.
Well, I'm thinking that they have...
According to this article that I read, they said they still have not come up with a reason...
I'm skeptical. I think that they do know because, you know, there were all these conversations, Tom, about how well protected they were and were there any openings, were there any possibilities. And I think that they might have some idea about some sort of contact with Thomas Duncan's liquids, you know, bodily fluids and what
yeah,
have you.
That's why I was asking about. She gave him a catheter.
Right. And she and Nancy Fum were you know right there with him. So
when he was most infected,
right?
She gave him a catheter, and then she got infected.
Yeah. So
and so that's why I was wondering, what about the family who had to clean up the
and
behind him, and they're fine.
They're fine.
Huh.
But when the nurses were taking care of him, that was at the height of his contagiousness. When he was at the apartment, I'm not sure what stage that was, and perhaps it wasn't as.
But I remember hearing that he was throwing up and everything.
No, I get that. But you also have to have contact between some open part of your body, and so you know your fluid has to come in contact with the Ebola fluid.
Like maybe sweat or something like that.
Well, if you have an open sore or wound mm-hmm. or something like that, then that's how it happens. That's according to the medical experts. I still am very cautious and apprehensive about. You know,
okay,
how
last question
spread.
About Amber Vinson. Is she going back to work? And second question is the wedding still on?
I don't know either of
wedding's
those questions.
Definitely on, player.
I'm don't know.
She looked good.
As you heard, the police chief in Ferguson, Missouri, is expected to step down as part of an effort by city officials to reform the police department in that suburb of St. Louis. According to government officials familiar with the ongoing discussions, the chief, Thomas Jackson, and the city's mayor say that the reports are not true. Under the proposed plan, after Jackson leaves, city leadership would ask the St. Louis County police chief to take over management of Ferguson's police chief. There's been a lot of conversation about taking off Here Comes Honey Boo Boo on TLC.
Yeah.
The conversation is about the mother having resumed a relationship with a man who was a child molester. Mm. And the child that he was said to have molested was June's daughter. This is Honey Boo Boo's older sister. And now she has resumed a relationship with this man. She says there is no relationship. The daughter is skeptical, and now they have canceled the TV program. Well, everybody is upset. So a petition and a new Facebook page demand the return of Honey Boo Boo. We have all these other things going on in the world.
We got to get Honey Boo Boo back.
We got to get Honey Boo Boo back on the air. Those are your headlines.